Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? And I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how can I help you?
Yes, my name is Dolores Haynes.
Okay, how can I help you?
I was calling, I was trying to file my unemployment, and they kept telling me that my Social Security number was invalid.
Okay, what is your Social Security number?
It's 423-825597.
And what is your first and last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth?
My first and last name is Dolores Haynes. Now I'm being married. My mother's maiden name is Letty Coleman.
And what is your date of birth?
5/27/58.
And are you calling in to file a new claim?
I'm sorry.
Are you calling in to file a claim?
Yes, to file a claim.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
What, do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Driver's license state?
Alabama.
Driver's license number?
4646863.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checkings or savings?
Savings.
What is your, you said savings?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your routing number?
You would ask me that, and I'm on the road. I just know I'm checking my account number. Don't know my routing number right off the payment. I'm going to have a check on me. See. I have an old one. You have an old one in the truck? I don't have a check on me. I just have my account number. I don't have my routing number.
Okay, so I would have to have that information in order to proceed.
Oh, okay. Can you go by the bank then? We right here at the bank.
Okay, that's fine.
Go
I can
by.
hold.
Okay, I can go right here at the bank and let them give it to me.
Okay.
That's a question I want to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
I applied for unemployment this last year, and I never did receive it. But when I finally got a chance to talk to someone, a young lady, she asked me for some information like my driver's. She wanted me to take a picture of my driver's license, a picture of my Social Security card, and a picture of ID of my face, me holding my driver's license. And I took all of that and I sent it to her, and I could never get anyone, on the phone to talk to anyone because it was last year. And then when I did finally, when my job hit me to get in contact, they kept saying that they were behind, and that I would be contacted, but I never was contacted.
I can also, once we finish this claim, I can point you in the direct direction to go. You can also on the online labor.alabama.gov, and I can give you that information as who to contact regarding that as well for you.
Okay, so I would just go online and it would pull up everything. That I
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Jamal. I'm going the inside, yep. They're not gonna give it to me. Go around the other side. Okay, I'm going in this bank.
I'm not be trying to be young.
Did you just?
Yeah.
Just started.
All right, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I need to get my routing number. My routing number.
Brain bomb. That's going to be 262-262-08-3881. The credit union only has one, so 288-881.
3881.
Yep.
Did you get that? I got someone online.
No, ma'am. Can you repeat that for me?
262-08-3881.
And what is that account number?
129-4500.
Okay. And can you verify your mailing address, city, state, and zip code for me?
I can. Hold on 1 minute. Let me check. Okay. That's all I needed. Okay, thank you. You do the same. Yes. It's 2591 Rice Street, WRITHG.
Okay. Next, city, state, and zip code.
Okay. Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, it's not different.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
And what is your primary phone number?
205-381-6831.
Okay. So I have to ask you some security statements. When did you purchase the property of 4415 Cali Maria Court, February 1985, December 1992, January 2007, or March 2018, or I've never been associated with this property?
I didn't get those dates.
February 1985, December 1992, January 2007, or March 2018?
Neither one of them. We purchased our house in October 2006.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 3104 Table, Rock Drive Southwest, 39 Kelly Lane, 4114 Eastwood Drive, or 512 60th Street South, or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
512 60th Street South.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1993 Chevrolet Caprice, a 1995 Plymouth Voyager, a 1996 Saturn S-Series, or a 1997 Audi A4, or have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
The Caprice.
Did you file for receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Did I receive what?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And what is the last day that you worked?
The last day I worked was the 9th.
Of December? Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or your corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for a pension, receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 15.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I didn't hear that.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I obtain?
Yes, ma'am. Do you work for a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes.
And what is that date?
January 9th.
Okay, and are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes, we schedule shutdown for 1 month for Christmas okay. break.
And what is your job title description?
My job title is a senior supervisor. And I'm
you said
coach.
A senior supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what is the name of the company that you work for?
Sodexo, S-O-D-E-X-O.
Okay. And what is the phone number for your employer?
205-997-6569.
When did you start working for the company?
It was in September 2017.
And what city and state was the work performed in?
City of Birmingham, state of Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama?
Alabama. Mm-hmm.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And is this your separating employer?
I don't hear you.
Is this your separating employer?
I don't understand that.
Is this the employer that you're filing your claim for?
Yes, Sodexo, yes.
Okay, and why are you no longer working? You said it because it was a shutdown?
Yeah, it's a seasonal job and they shut down. It's a school and they shut down for a Christmas break. I work it's a college, Regis UAB College, and they shut down for a month every year.
Okay.
And that's what I was telling you when I filed last year. I never got a claim.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I didn't hear you.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And let me know when you're ready for your PIN number.
Okay. I'm ready.
And it's 9758.
978.
9758.
9758. Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you, and this booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. Mrs. Haynes,
24. Okay,
Mrs. Haynes, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so and for that website that I was going to give you, it's labor.alabama.gov.
It's what I didn't get down.
Labor.alabama.gov.
Alabama.gov. So labor.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am. And then you would click on the tab at the top that says unemployment. And you would scroll down to where it says request or provide claim information. And you can post your answers here and then I'll send a ticket over for you. You can post your question there and regarding what other issue you have going on with any previous claim that you've done and just submit that ticket over.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You enjoy your day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.